Now, I got this Bible off of eBay. It's a Collins Bible, PCE. Just came today. I think I got it for $9, a pure Cambridge edition. But I want to show you something. Inside of it was a little pamphlet. I wouldn't call it a gospel tract because it's not written to the lost. It's written about the church. And it has to be from the 1940s. Because this Bible was from the 1940s. And it was put out by Glad Tidings Gospel Press. Oh, here, I got to plug this in. Hold on. Glad Tidings Gospel Press. And it says they were on Cannon Street in North Sacramento, California. It says at the bottom, when ordering tracts, print name and address plainly. That tells you how old it is. But anyways, let me read this to you. I found it very interesting. Now, this is written in a poem, sort of, and it was at a time when words meant something more to people. And it's not completely 100% doctrinally accurate, but it's closer than anything I've ever seen written before by anybody, especially today. The author, like I said, is unknown, and it's entitled The Church Walking with the World. And just listen, it's worth the listening. And it's about when the church, who stood against the world, Paul says we're crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto us in Galatians 6. But it's the church used to stand against the world, but then slowly but surely got sucked into the world as a whole, talking to the church, quote-unquote Christianity. There's a lot of truth in it. I find it amazing. Of course, it was written in the 1940s. Watch this. The church and the world walked far apart on the changing shore of time. The world was singing a giddy song, and the church a hymn sublime. Come give me your hand, said the merry world, and then walk with me this way. But the good church hid her snowy hand and solemnly answered, nay. I will not give you my hand at all, and I will not walk with you. Your way is the way of eternal death, and your words are all untrue. Nay, walk with me a little space, said the world with a kindly air. The road I walk is a pleasant road, and the sun shines always there. See, it's the world enticing the church. Your way is narrow and thorny and rough, while mine is flowery and smooth. Your lot is sad with reproach and toil, but in rounds of joy I move. That's the world talking to the church. My way, you can see, is a broad, fair one, and my gate is high and wide. There is room enough for you and me, and we'll travel side by side. Half shyly, the church approached the world and gave him her hand of snow. And the false world grasped it and walked along, and whispered in accents low, your dress is too simple to please my taste. Now watch how it starts to go, talking about like the dress, how the church, the women were wearing dresses. It's starting to tempt the church now once it's shyly walking with the world. Your dress is too simple to please my taste. I have gold and pearls to wear, rich velvets and silks for your graceful form, and diamonds to deck your hair. The church looked down at her plain white robes, and then at the dazzling world, and blushed as she saw his handsome lip, with a smile contemptuous curled. I will change my dress for a costlier one, said the church with a smile of grace. Then her pure white garment drifted away, and the world gave in their place beautiful satins and fashionable silks and roses and gems and pearls. And over her forehead her bright hair fell, and waved in a thousand curls. That took care of the dress. Now watch the house. Your house is too plain, said the proud old world. Let us build you one like mine, with kitchen for feasting and parlor for play, and furniture never so fine. So he built her a costly and beautiful house. Splendid it was to behold. Her sons and daughters met frequently there, shining in purple and gold, and fair and festival, frolics untold, were men in the place of prayer, and maidens bewitching as sirens of old, with world-winning graces rare, bedecked with fair jewels and hair all curled, untrammeled by gospel or laws, to beguile and amuse and win from the world some help for the righteous cause. The angel of mercy rebuked the church and whispered, I know thy sin. Then the church looked sad and anxiously longed to gather the children in. But some were away at the midnight ball, and others were at the play, and some were drinking in gay saloons, and the angel went away. And then said the world in soothing tones, your much-loved ones mean no harm, merely indulging in innocent sports. So she leaned on his proffered arm, and smiled, and chatted, and gathered flowers, and walked along with the world, while countless millions of precious souls were hungering for truth untold. Your preachers are all too old and plain, said the gay world with a sneer. They frighten my children with dreadful tales, which I do not like to hear. They talk of judgments and fire and pain and the doom of darkest night. They warn of a place that should not be, the spoken to ears polite. I will send you some of a better stamp. Talking about sending better preachers who don't preach hell. I will send you some of a better stamp, more brilliant and gay and fast, who will show how men may live as they lust and go to heaven at last. The Father is merciful, great and good, loving and tender and kind. Do you think he'd take one child to heaven and leave another behind? So she called for pleasing and gay divines, deemed gifted and great and learned, and the plain old men that had preached the cross, that was the good old preachers, were out of her pulpits turned. Then Mammon came in and supported the church and rented a prominent pew. And preaching and singing and floral display soon proclaimed a gospel new. Another gospel, a new gospel. You give too much to the poor, said the world. See, they're wanting the money. Far more than you ought to do. Though the poor need shelter, food, and clothes, why thus need it trouble you? Go take your money and buy rich robes and horses and carriage fine. It was obviously before cars. And pearls and jewels and dainty food, the rarest and costliest wine. My children, they dote on all such things, and if you their love would win, talking about how to win them, lying to them, you must do as they do, and walk in the way, the flowery way they are in. Then the church her purse strings tightly held, and gracefully lowered her head, and simpered, I've given too much away. I will do, sir, as you have said. So the poor were turned from the door in scorn. She heard not the orphan's cry. And she drew her beautiful robes aside as the widows went weeping by. And they of the church and they of the world journeyed closely hand and heart and none but the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knoweth all, could discern the two apart. Wow. Keep reading. Then the church sat down at her ease and said, I'm rich and in goods increased. I have need of nothing and naught to do but to laugh and dance and feast. The sly world heard her and laughed within, and mockingly said aside, The church has fallen, the beautiful church. Her shame is her boast and pride. Thus her witnessing power, alas, was lost, and perilous times came in, the times of the end, so often foretold, of form and pleasure and sin. Then the angel drew near the mercy seat, and whispered in sighs her name, and the saints their anthems of rapture hushed, and covered their heads with shame. A voice came down from the hush of heaven, from him who sat on the throne, I know thy works, and what thou hast said, but alas, thou hast not known that thou art poor and naked and blind. With pride and ruin enthralled, the expectant church of a heavenly king is the harlot of the world. Thou hast ceased to watch for that blessed hope, hast fallen from zeal and grace. So now, alas, I must cast thee out and bolt thy name from its place. But out from the side of the harlot church, while she sleeps in indolent shame, will be taken the remnant who keep God's word and honor his holy name. By the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb, they overcame the world. They prayed for the day when their enemy strong would be into the abyss hurled. For those who keep their garments clean shall walk with him in white in the day when he comes to claim his own, to make them his jewels bright. I'll tell you what, whoever wrote that knew something about the church falling.